It's called Impact 2025. It will engage our community on the emerging concept of the Detroit Ann Arbor Innovation Corridor, which will make our region a global leader in the high-tech and advanced manufacturing economy. Joining us to talk about it today from the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce, we welcome the Chamber's Executive Vice President and Director of Government Relations, Andy LaBarre. Andy, how important is this notion of a Detroit Ann Arbor Innovation Corridor?
Well, Lucianne, good to be with you, and it's incredibly important. Look, we are in a global world in every sense of the word, and this is an opportunity to leverage the strengths of this region, our history in manufacturing, our position in high tech in a number of areas, and our world-class educational institutions in a way that really allows the entire local economy to benefit and positively leverage all the collective strengths we have here in Southeast Michigan.
When is this event coming up and where?
This is next Friday, October 31st, commonly known as well as Halloween, and it will be 9 to 11:30 a.m. over at the Sheraton Hotel in Ann Arbor. And this will feature both breakfast and a lunch, and we have a keynote speaker and two wonderful panels set up that attendees, I think, will really benefit from hearing.
Yeah, your lineup is incredible. Tell everyone who's going to be speaking.
We'll get a kickoff and sort of a vision from Chris Kolb. Obviously, he's Vice President for Government Relations at University of Michigan. And then we're joined by Sandy Barua, CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber, along with Glenn Stevens, who's Executive Director of Mich Auto. Sandy and Glenn are going to walk us through some of the groundbreaking work that was done in tandem with Richard Florida earlier this year, really talking about the corridor as a concept and what we can do with it. And then we'll close out hearing from Scott Shireman, Mark DeLaVerge, and Paul Krutko over at Ann Arbor Spark. Scott is with U of M Center for Innovation in Detroit. Mark is with Michigan Central. Obviously, Paul, folks know from Ann Arbor Spark, they're going to talk about some of the local work already being done on the innovation corridor and really the ways in which we can benefit from it, hopefully very soon. So it's a full program packed with good presenters and ideas, and I think our members and the community will really benefit from it.
Andy, let's drill down a little bit here on this Detroit Ann Arbor corridor and this potential to transform our national and global positions for our region. How do you see this playing out in future years? Maybe even contrast it to what's happening now, but how much further we can take it, especially with conversations like this coming up at Impact 2025?
Sure. You know, folks are familiar with, the Research Triangle in North Carolina and a few other instances around the country where basically there's an entire region that is keyed up economically to benefit from common industries. So obviously Southeast Michigan has a tremendous and rich history in manufacturing, but we have every potential to be a global leader in advanced manufacturing. We also are already a cutting edge educational research hub, but we can strengthen that even more. And if you really think about it, Lucianne, you can go from downtown Detroit at Wayne State, obviously into the heart of Washtenaw County and Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, and even eventually all the way into Lansing in terms of that relationship between Wayne State, University of Michigan, and Michigan State University as world-class research entities. And so leveraging all these strengths in this position and Detroit's global reputation for innovation and industrial capacity, we can really collectively join forces as a region and really a state to say, this is a premier global spot when it comes to advanced manufacturing and research and educational output.
Andy LaBarre with us, Executive VP and Director of Government Relations at the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce, which is sponsoring this upcoming conference, Impact 2025. I'll have more details on how people can get involved with this in a moment. That word manufacturing, that's changed, hasn't it? What kind of manufacturing are we talking about?
Well, it has changed. It's gotten broader and it has more applications really throughout the whole of society. This is everything from, the automobiles and the large infrastructure to some of the chips, some of the medical equipment, some of the very, very small, precise things that make commerce, technology, and really society run. You know, we think about chips in an advanced manufacturing economy. We think about some of the high-level medical facilities that have these technological tiny pieces built in such amazing fashion. All of those and everything in between, our region is positioned to be a leader in, and in some cases already is, but we can do more and better and go farther.
Andy, you know, with your work with the county commission as well, and how you've been very involved in politics and obviously with the chamber, and then when you look at someone like Chris Kolb, former Ann Arbor City Council member and state legislator and now vice president for government relations at the University of Michigan, how important is it, or I guess the question is, are there changes that need to be made politically with our lawmakers to help advance these kinds of ideas to further solidify Southeastern Michigan on that global map when it comes to these kinds of technological productions and business world and giving us higher stature than maybe we already have, which we do. I think we are well positioned, but what kinds of changes need to happen with lawmakers, if any?
You know, Lucy, and that's still somewhat of an open question, because I think what folks certainly recognize is the educational institutions and some of the innovators in industry, you know, they need to lead the way on the idea and the concept and the vision, and state and local and possibly federal policy really needs to help respond to that with a framework that allows for sort of the best collective success. This isn't something necessarily where government should go first. What we really want to do is flesh out the idea of what this corridor can be and then work proactively backwards from that point on whatever policy solutions we need. But right now, this is about what is this bold vision and where can some of the pre-existing sort of in-place advantages we have, where can we really maximize those and then build on others with the right policy framework?
This is coming up Friday, October 31st, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and that includes a light breakfast program and a lunch. And this is going to be at the Sheraton Ann Arbor Hotel. That's just off of Boardwalk Drive. I can see it from my studio window here, as a matter of fact.
Lucianne, you may be familiar with that location.
That's right. Yeah. And for chamber members, it's $65. Non-members are welcome at $80. And for more information, how can people get signed up for this, Andy?
Just hop onto a2ychamber.org under our events tab, and you can get registered in just moments. And also, if folks have any questions, feel free to email me, just andy@a2ychamber.org.
All right, and the website again is a2ychamber.org, and then you click on the events tab, and you can look up Impact 2025. It's always a stellar event put on by our Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce. And a lot of really great things have come out of this in past years, haven't they, Andy?
They have. And, you know, this is a half-day deep dive on policy issues that we hope is sort of a kickoff to action collectively. And Impact is really an opportunity to come together as a community to focus in and then find out, hey, what is our path forward? And, you know, it's always an interesting program, Lucianne. Usually in election years, we tend to talk about what's on the ballot, what are the policy decisions before us? Whereas in those off years, we talk about big, bold ideas and sort of what is a vision for the future and how do we get there?
All important questions. Thank you so much. Great talking with you, Andy.
You too, Lucy, and you be well.
Andy LaBar, Executive Vice President and Director of Government Relations at the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce. Again, their website, a2ychamber.org, and then look for the events tab, click in there, and Impact 2025. It's coming up this upcoming week on Friday, October 31st. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.